up on that stair. Beware, beware, I hear somebody coming up on his toes. Oh, look, there he goes. Mr. Gold is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves, and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright, and this is the night. Oh, that Mr. Ghost is going to town. He's feeling great, and he can't be late, cause he's got a date. So do a little stepping. He'll shake his bones to hot saxophone, cause Mr. Ghost is going to town. The Pee Wee is going to town.
In 65, 11 souls were on that coach, not one was left alive. Old timers often shiver when they hear the grisly tale, for they say the devil and his horse were seen along that trail. And the phantom stage goes by as the vultures circle high. And its horses scream with fright as it thunders through the night, the phantom stage that haunts the canyon trail. 'Twas a gal, the name of Sue, that the trouble started through, and a box of golden nuggets, so we're told. She had turned the gambler down, and that night was leaving town, so he planned to get the woman and the gold. He waited on the canyon as the light was growing dim. The first shot hit the driver as the coach got to the rim. He dashed the maddened horses, but they hadn't far to go. They slipped and overshot the rim and disappeared below. And the phantom stage goes by as the vultures circle high. And its horses scream with fright as it thunders through the night, the phantom stage that haunts the canyon trail. At dawn they searched the ground, but the wreck was never found. And when you pass that spot, you're not alone. For at midnight on the trail, the lost souls tell their tale. And they whisper that the devil took his own. And the phantom stage goes by as the vultures circle high. And its horses scream with fright as it thunders through the night. The phantom stage that haunts the canyon trail.
On a cold and rainy night, I was sitting in the light of my switchman's shack, a mine post on the mountain. The storm was pretty bad and the telephone was dead, but it was just 11 hours till the dawn. Then much to my surprise, the telegraph jumped into life. As I read the code, I thought, could this be true? A train was on its way, headed up the mountain grade, but she didn't have no engineer or crew. At the other switch, they tried to put her on the mountainside, but she kept on coming up the mountain grade. Well, I quickly doused the light to try to see into the night. Maybe I could spot her headlight in the rain. She was pounding down below. I could hear her whistle blow. And I thought, Lord, that's a high and mournful sound. Then the telegraph again. There's a cave in at the mine. And 100 men are buried beneath the ground. Lord, she's coming now, I see, round the bend and straight at me, and her boiler's glowing red as coal in hell. The headlight's switching wide, searching all the mountainside, but the only sound she's making is a wail. Then I recognize the train by the number and the name. It's the miner's Silver Ghost 041. Then she vanished up the track by the lonely switchman's shack, like a mother who was looking for her son. Now I heard a story how an engine had went to glory over 50 years ago on this same line. It was steaming for a cave, and there were men who needed saving, but it missed the curve and trestle near the mine. And every now and then you'll hear a whistle on the wind if a mountain slides and many men are lost. It's a high and lonely wailing, searching up and down the mountain. It's the train they call the Miner's Silver Ghost. The train they call the Miner's Silver Ghost. The train they call the Miner's Silver Ghost.
Thank you. first day of Halloween, my true love sent to me
an owl in a rotten oak tree.
On the second day of Halloween, my true love sent to me two trick-or-treaters.
Trick-or-treat!
And an owl in a rotten oak tree.
On the third day of Halloween, my true love sent to me three black cats. Two trick-or-treaters.
Trick-or-treat!
And an owl in a rotten oak tree.
On the fourth day of Halloween, my true love sent to me four skeletons. Three black cats, two trick-or-treaters.
Trick-or-treat!
And an owl in a rotten oak tree.
On the fifth day of Halloween, my true love sent to me five scary spooks. Four skeletons, three black cats, two trick-or-treaters.
Trick-or-treat!
And an owl in a rotten oak tree.
On the sixth day of Halloween, my true love sent to me six goblins gobbling, five scary spooks. Four skeletons,
three black cats,
two trick-or-treaters.
Trick-or-treat!
And an owl in a rotten oak tree.
On the seventh day of Halloween, my true love sent to me seven pumpkins glowing, six goblins gobbling, five scary spooks. Four skeletons,
three black cats,
two trick-or-treaters.
Trick-or-treat!
And an owl in a rotten oak tree.
On the eighth day of Halloween, my true love sent to me eight monsters shrieking, seven pumpkins glowing, six goblins gobbling, five scary spooks. Four skeletons,
three black cats,
two trick-or-treaters.
Trick-or-treat!
And an owl in a rotten oak tree.
On the ninth day of Halloween, my true love sent to me nine ghosts a-booing, eight monsters shrieking, seven pumpkins glowing, six goblins gobbling, five scary spooks. Four skeletons,
three black cats,
two trick-or-treaters.
Trick-or-treat!
And an owl in a rotten oak tree.
On the tenth day of Halloween, my true love sent to me ten ghouls a-groaning, nine ghosts a-booing, eight monsters shrieking, seven pumpkins glowing, six goblins gobbling, five scary spooks. Four skeletons,
three black cats,
two trick-or-treaters.
Trick-or-treat!
And an owl in a rotten oak tree.
On the 11th day of Halloween, my true love sent to me
11 casks a-creaking,
10 ghouls a-groaning, 9 ghosts a-booing, 8 monsters shrieking, 7 pumpkins glowing, 6 goblins gobbling, 5 scary spooks. 4 skeletons,
3 black cats,
2 trick-or-treaters.
Trick-or-treat!
And an owl in a rotten oak tree.
Halloween, my true love sent to me 12 bats a-flying,
11 caskets creaking,
10 ghouls a-groaning, 9 ghosts a-booing, 8 monsters shrieking, 7 pumpkins glowing, 6 goblins gobbling, 5 scary spooks. 4 skeletons,
3 black cats,
2 trick-or-treaters.
Trick-or-treat!
And an owl in a rotten oak tree. And an owl in a rotten oak tree. And an owl in a rotten oak tree. And an owl in a rotten oak tree.
Listen, I'm an authority. authority on Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen a lot of trick-or-treat candy come down the pike. But these new Mars Junior bars are really something.
Mars Junior?
Real chocolate, you know. Come in polyethylene bags.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is they make all the other trick-or-treat candies look silly by comparison.
You say they're called Mars Juniors?
Here, wait till I get off my broom. I'll sing a little song about them.
Okay. Is that a new broom?
Yes, it's about the same as last year's model. Just a little more chrome. Mars Junior bars are those new teeny-weeny bars made for tricking or treating or simply just for eating. Their stickers. Three musketeers. Forever yours, Milky Way too. You'll find them stacked on your grocery shelf. Hand them out to kiddies or eat them up yourself. If you're looking to have you a big Halloween, Mars Junior bars are for you.
The best candy on earth comes from Mars.
Honey, don't talk with your mouth full.
The crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake. Spooks come out for a swinging wake. Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, for a silly spook may sit by your side. Shrouded in the darkest eyes, they pretend to terrorize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. And ghosts come out to socialize. If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.
Mortals pay a token fee.
Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
celebrate good times. We know it's getting better. Honestly, sometimes we know they're only bad. We celebrate good times. We know it's getting better. Honestly, sometimes we know they're only bad. We celebrate good times. We know it's getting better. Honestly, sometimes we know they're only bad. We celebrate good times. We know it's getting better. Honestly, sometimes we know they're only bad. We celebrate good times. We know it's getting better. Honestly, sometimes.
It was very foolish of her, really, because she started to leak all over the place there. Oh, she banged me and she ragged me. Just like a woman, she perpetually kept on nagging at me there. Kept bugging me incessantly. To City Hall, she dragged me. To tie the knot, she asked it. And so last night, I tied it tight. And she wound up in her casket.
Was it
warm? Oh, I should say not too expensive.
Was it warm?
Oh, you're getting closer.
Was it plywood?
Yes, that's it. A nice cheap plywood casket.
A casket.
She lay there in her casket, and I couldn't bear to see her face, for I forgot to mask it. Oh, she looked like her mummy, and her dear mummy was a zombie. Her perfume had the subtle trace of a 10-day-old salami. Oh, how sweet it is. Are you ready, everybody? Sing along now. A nice cheap plywood casket. Now my price is very low because it, well, it thrills me so, that's all. So don't hesitate to ask it. A genuine simulated pair of handles, of course. And I'll cut a little porthole in there for you, my dear. And then we can play peek-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo with each other. Nothing but the high price spread for you, my dear.
Something's in your bags. It looked right through me. I could feel the veins on my head begin to pulsate and throb like a secretary pounding out 150 words per minute on an IBM electric typewriter. I gasped for breath. I was powerless in its presence.
How can I describe what I saw?
I can't.
Something's in the bag. Something's in the bag. Something's in the bag.
Or good afternoon to you, and welcome to another scary edition of the Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. This week we bring you scary things, spooky stuff, and stuff better left in the ground where it came from. We started with Anonymous, and that was The Spooks Are Coming. We followed that with Louis Prima, Mr. Ghost Goes to Town. Dean Gitter after that. The Phantom Stagecoach. Merle Haggard. Oh, he's scary too. The Silver Ghost. Chili Billy's Vamp was Bill Cardell. And then some music for Little People Choir. The 12 Days of Halloween. Mars Jr. Barnes, the Witch version from Stan Freberg. With June Ferry. The master of them all, Thurl Ravenscroft, the grim grinning ghost, followed by the Bare Naked Ladies versus Apollo 44 versus Blue Oyster Cult and Grinning Grim Reapers. Followed by John Zachary. My friend John is 95 years old now and he's still going at it. What's your excuse? And then Barnes and Barnes. Something is in the bag. You will be petrified. You will be scared out of your wits. You will be pooping in your panties. But you will love it. Let's get back to our show. You asked for it, or you're going to get it.
Thank you. Scream Machine Theater! And tonight's feature, Caterers from Beyond the Grave!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lugosi Castle, the finest catering hall in all of Transylvania. I'm your master of ceremonies, I'm Quasimoto. Does that ring a bell?
What a reception. What a strange wedding night. Everyone looks weird. Nothing seems right.
Caterers from
beyond the grave.
Ladies and gentlemen, children are now being served in the buffet. Bon appetit.
Look in that punch bowl. That's my wife's face in there. And what's with those cold cuts? They float in midair. And what's in those meatballs? Who's the roast beef? Watch what you're drinking. Bloody Mary. Caterers from beyond the grave. The ushers are falling down drunk. The best man's forgotten his speech. The bridesmaids are punching it out. They all want to take home the centerpiece.
A one and a two and a five, six, seven, eight.
Caterers from beyond the grave. Caterers from beyond the grave.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed your last meal. I wish a steak well done up through the heart. We are going to begin our traditional wedding activities. In just a few minutes, we'll be toasting the bride and groom. Have those marshmallows ready. Also, we'll be cutting the wedding cake as soon as Jason comes back with the chainsaw. But first, let's get out on the dance floor and join our lovely bride, the new Mrs. Frankenstein, as she leads us into our traditional first dance, the Humpy Stumpy.
You put your right hand in, you put your right hand out, you put your right hump in, and then you shake it all about. You do the humpy stumpy and you spin your head around. That's what it's all about. You put your eyeball in, you pop your eyeball out. You put your
all the virgins, please come to the dance floor. Hey, lady, who are you kidding? You haven't been a virgin since the 16th century.
That's what it's all about. You rip your right arm off, you chop your left leg off, you hack your right hip off, and then you feed them to the hounds.
This is Dracula. Ooh, who did your hair? Or did you just stick your tongue in a light socket?
What's all about? You put your colon in, you put your kidneys up, you put your pancreas in, and transplant them all about. You do the
owner of the black purse with Transylvania plates, I am dead. Please move your car. You're blocking the entrance to the honeymoon trip.
You put your white cells out, you put your plasma in, and you suck it all back out. You do the humpy, bumpy, double.
Thank you for joining us. Tune in again next week for another horrifying feature. Dracula gives Gidget a hickey. And I heard she likes it.
Spivey toes to gyre and gimble in the wave. All mimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the jubjub bird and shun the frumious bandersnatch. Took his vorpal sword in hand. Long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the tum-tum tree and stood a while in thought. And as in a fish thought he stood, the Jabberwock with eyes of flame came whiffling through the tulgey wood and burbled as it came. One, two, and through, a four-foot flame and it dead, and with its head, I went looking for it. And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy. Oh, frabjous day, Callooh-Callay, he chortled in his joy. 'Twas Brillig and the Slithy Toves, Dugire and Gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe.
Again. Tell me, my dear, are the bats out tonight? Let's forget them while we have a bite. For I only have eyes for you, dear.
I'll be yours, you'll be mine, while we're floating on shroud number 9, for I only have eyes for you.
This is a special kind of a moment. I'd like to sink my teeth into you. Zombies go by, but their heads disappear from you. 'Cause I just want a neck.
Oh, I just want a neck.
I dig you, baby, in the dark of night. I dig you, baby, when the sun shines bright. I dig you, baby, from dusk till dawn. Now there's a hole in my front lawn. I dig you, baby, with one desire. and that's to make you my vampire. I dig you, baby, and that's the truth. I brought you some wolfbane and a baby Ruth. I dig you, baby, so please be mine. Say you'll be Mrs. Frankenstein. We'll marry, baby, and find a flat, a gloomy tomb with a private bat. I dig your brother, who's a Harvard man. Let's visit him whenever we can. We'll fly to the campus, it isn't very far. He isn't in a classroom, they keep him in a jar. I dig you, baby, so don't be cruel. We'll rock and roll when the moon is full. But I know I can't make you swoon. You dig the creature from the Black Lagoon. So goodbye, baby, here's where we part. It's like driving a stake right through my heart.
Did you say stake? I'll have my medium rare.
No, no, it's not that kind of steak. Oh, why do I always get the hungry ones?
You practice what at CBS?
Sorcery.
What do you do, put the CBS evil eye on the other networks?
Are you mocking me?
No.
As I once told Prince Charming, unless you like warts and hopping around in the forest, don't fool around with witches, Buster.
No offense.
It so happens I'm a consultant for the new Smothers Brothers show.
A consultant?
I broomed in from Salem to act as technical advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Smothers plays a ghost who comes back to serve as a guardian angel for his brother Dick.
Well, how is he, witch-wise?
Terrible. He bungles everything. In fact, I think CBS is intentionally trying to poke fun at the art of witchcraft.
Well, knowing the Smothers Brothers, I'd say CBS has another comedy hit coming up on Friday nights this fall.
Well, just don't let me catch anyone laughing at it, that's all.
My name is Boris. Back in 62, Bobby Pickett brought the Monster Mash to you. Now it's a different bag, mashing is a drag. White Rose Tim, we now do the Monster Swim. Oh, you would-be monsters, come on in. Boris is going to show you how to Monster Swim. Something like the zombie, but not so slow. A lot like the grave digger, but not so low. We can't do the monkey or even the dog, 'cause they've both been eaten by the blob.
We do the swim,
and it's a poolside smash.
The monster swim,
it's bigger than the man. Here we are swimming under the full moon. The werewolf and the creature from the Black Lagoon. Dracula, what do you think of my new smash?
Whatever happened to the Monster Mash?
It's not a swim,
and it's a poolside smash.
The Monster Swim,
why, it's bigger than the Mash. Frankie and Igor are a welcome sight. And vampire are flying in out of the night. Even the beetles are shaking their domes, dancing to the swim band of the Rolling Bones.
They do the swim,
and it's a poolside smash.
The Monster Swim,
why, it's bigger than the Mash.
The swim is a gas. It's better than the man.
Man, it's really out of sight.
Bye.
raised up on stilts, but the swamps and the muds, it's a little bar called the Bubbling Sud. Come down for a drink this Halloween, I'll show you something your eyes ain't never seen. On Halloween night 20 years ago, there come a band and a bus just to play your show. They call themselves the Greasy Skillet Boys. They didn't make the show, but they sure made some noise. Well, just near the bar around Jackknife Bend, the bus met a transport head to head. There were banjos and fiddles all over the road, but they never found the body, so the story goes. The very next year, on the very same day, the Greasy Skillet Boys were the show to play. The folks go wild for them around here, they play the Bubbling Sud every single year. Yeah, they get up on stage and let her rip. All the people start dancing and shaking their hips. Nothing like a band of the living dead. Come down with early light, they'll be gone again. Yeah, they'll be gone again. A hard wind will stop blowing come 12 o'clock. Then the bottle starts shaking and behind the bar. A cool gray fire will cover the floor. Then you know the Greasy Skillet Boys, they're ready to go. They come floating through the door with weeds in their hair. Spiders and slugs crawling everywhere. The bass start thumping, the banjo will ring. There'll be crawdads hanging from the guitar strings. They get up on stage and let her rip. All the people start dancing and shaking their hips. Nothing like a band of the living dead. Down dirty light, they'll be gone again. They'll be gone again. They'll be gone again. Skin and bones, all the barroom ladies want to take them home. Between songs they'll be drinking Old Crow. You can hear it splashing off their ribcage bones. Play all night if you can stand the smell. Come morning light, they'll be back in hell. You'll be shouting more as they're packing their gear. But you're gonna have to wait just another year. Yeah, they get up on stage and let her rip. All the people start dancing and shaking their hips. Nothing like a band of the living dead. Come down to your life, they'll be gone again. They get up on stage and let her rip. All the people start dancing and shaking their hips. Nothing like a band of the living dead. Down to your life, they'll be gone again. Yeah, they'll be gone again. Yeah, they'll be gone again. They'll be gone again.
Jack-o'-lantern light on for everyone tonight. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco,
well,
seis.
I'm coming for you this Halloween. It's my favorite time of year and I'm stealing the scene. I terrify the kiddies when I'm walking down the street. I got snakes in my hair, I got spiders on my feet.
Jack-o'-lantern light on for everyone tonight.
Trick or trick or treat, give me something to eat. She put raisins in my apples and they tasted so sweet. I won't wear a mask when I answer the door. I ain't got no reflection or a shadow no more. I keep it going, I keep it going. I'm keeping Halloween alive on a 365. I keep it going, I keep it going. When the sun goes down, I'll be creeping through your town. You can run, you can hide, but you invited me inside. Now I'm here and it's clear, I'll be feeding on your fear. You'll be squirming on the floor, that's what Halloween is for. I just can't stop, I'll never stop. No, no, I just can't stop, I'll never stop. I want you.
Now he's getting a tattoo, yeah, he's getting ink done. He asked for a 13, but they drew a 31. Friends say he's trying too hard, and he's not quite hip. But in his own mind, he's the Joker.
I keep it going, I keep it going. I'm keeping Halloween alive on the 365. I keep it going, I keep it going. I'm keeping Halloween alive, baby, 365. I keep it going, I keep it going. When the sun goes down, I'll be creeping through your town. I keep it going, I'm keeping Halloween alive, baby, 365. I keep it going, I keep it going. I've kept Halloween alive since 1965. I keep it going, I keep it going. I've kept Halloween alive since 1965. I keep it going, I keep it going. I'll keep my jack-o'-lantern light on for everyone tonight.
Dancing may do this and that and help you take off lots of fat, but I'm no friend of dancing when it's hot. So if you are a dancing fool who loves to dance but can't keep cool, bear in mind the idea that I've got. When it gets too hot for comfort and you can't get ice cream cones, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When the lazy syncopation of the music softly moans, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bears aren't green up in Greenland. They've got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just be like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're calling up your sweetie in those hothouse telephones, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're on a crowded dance floor near those red-hot saxophones, oh, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Take a look at the girls when they're dancing. Notice the way they're dressed. They wear silken clothes without any hose, and nobody knows the rest. No more singing in the bathtub with those television phones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Gathered by the river, listen to your Deacon Jones. Tain't no sin, take off your skin, dance around in your bones. You must all go in that water, let me hear your sinful groans. Tain't no sin, take off your skin, dance around in your bones. Do what I say right away, wicked sinners. cause this is your judgment day. Come, Mandalay, in the river with me. Wash your sins away. Throw away your gin and razors. Throw away your gambling bones. Oh, take no sips, take off skin, dance around your bones.
All right, hey, you can come out now. It's okay. It's safe. There are no monsters in your living room. There is no goo on your seat, at least not that I know of, and there is no blood on your ceiling. And those ghosts in your living room, they've gone home. So, just playing a little scary stuff for you. Starting with that set, Weird Al Yankovic, and the Boys' Nature Trail to Hell. Followed by Big Daddy Graham and the Caterers from Beyond the Grave. Gonna put it better myself. Beware the Jabberwock was Work Realm. Spike Jones, City Slickers, Paul Frees, who you remember is the voice of Boris Betanoff, and also Vampyra, who was the original, who had her shtick stolen by Elvira. And pretty well done, I would say. Bob McFadden and Dore. Dora being Rod McEwen, and that was I Dig You Baby. I'm presuming that's the flip side of their mega hit Aim a Mummy. Word from Stan Freeberg and June Foray, the Smothers Brothers witch thing there. The Monster Swim was Don Henson and the Rigor Morticians. The Inflatable Boy Clams, those cute little Inflatable Boy Clams, and that was Skeletons. I played the forward version. Flip side of that is Backwards. And that's my tip of the hat to Singles Going Steady Week on FMU. So, be that what it's be. Brock Zeman, after that, the Greasy Skillet Boys. Keeping Halloween Fly was a voice dude mashup of Offspring and Alice Cooper. And then Lee Morse and her Bluegrass Boys. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. So, I got a couple more coming up for you. More scary stuff. Including maybe the scariest of them all. The scariest! And as in other scary news, my wife and I have put our house on the market. We are faced with the possibility of being out of here in a month or so. I don't know. I have yet to clear out a lot of my crap. More on that as it happens. But so there may be some disruption in the BitSlap scheduling, but we'll do the best we can. And once I'm safely ensconced in Maine, things will continue as they have, albeit perhaps a little soggy. So anyway, please have a good Halloween. Don't eat too much of that candy. You know it is not good for you. And don't scare your little brother. He's just a little guy, and he loves you. I'll see you later. Boo!
Well, oh, baby.
Sets for the horathon, and remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it, and don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Super Shamrock. Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Super Shamrock.